And Deborah Barnes is on the line. She's the daughter of a Holocaust survivor. Deborah, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So your mother survived the Holocaust, but my goodness, what a story she had to tell. And I don't think she was particularly keen to tell it. Can you tell us what it was like growing up in that kind of circumstances? What had she been through?
Mum was born in 1938 in France. Her parents were both Polish immigrants. They went to France to escape persecution in Poland.
Yes.
Her parents were both deported in 1942, and left her and four siblings, including my mum was a twin, actually her sister and herself were arrested with their mother as well and taken to a camp in Poitiers in France, but their elder brother managed to take the children out. So the mother was deported and sent to Auschwitz. The father had already been sent to Auschwitz and they were never seen again. We know they both died at Auschwitz. So the younger children were sent to an orphanage just outside Paris. They were told to go there, to be taken there. And they stayed there. In 1944, weeks before the liberation of Paris, the Nazis came and arrested all of the Jewish children from the orphanages in and around Paris, and they sent them all to Auschwitz and straight to the gas chambers on arrival. My mother survived because she had measles, and they were very worried about these contagious diseases.
How old was your mother at this time?
She was six.
6 years old. She was two when her mother was taken away, and she was six when she arrived at Auschwitz, and she only escaped
No, she didn't go to Auschwitz. She was in the hospital.
In the hospital.
In Paris,
yeah,
and the Nazis, obviously, they had their lists. They had very meticulous record keepers, so they had their lists of all the children. They could see that one was missing, and they went to the hospital to get her, and the doctors had hidden her.
Gosh.
So her six-year-old twin sister, it was the first time they'd ever been apart. Her six-year-old twin sister was sent to Auschwitz and to the gas chambers, and my mother was in the hospital. She was hidden by the doctors, handed over to some nuns, and she was hidden in a convent for about a year until one of her older brothers managed to find her.
I mean, we hear, Deborah, of the phrase survivor's guilt, but I don't think many of us have been as exposed to that in real life as you have, because your mother laboured under this terrible burden of guilt. She had survived, her twin sister had not, her mother had not, and you're growing up in that family, and that to you is a normal family. So explain how you realised your mother was dealing with this terrible burden of guilt.
I can't remember when I first realised that what my mother had been through. I honestly can't remember, and I've been to school reunions over the past few years, and I've asked old school friends, did you know that my mother was a Holocaust survivor? And they were like, no. And this was in secondary school. And so I honestly can't remember at what age I became aware, because she never spoke about it. Mm. She would always say she didn't remember. If I'd ask her about it, she'd just say, I was too young, I don't remember. But she would never speak about it. And we just didn't talk about the Holocaust in our family. In our household, it was too upsetting, so it was just ignored, really.
There's one thing that I know about your mother that is just so affecting. I want you to tell people about it. When your mother finally got cancer, you say that her reaction was so unusual, so unlike most people's reaction. How did your mother react to a diagnosis of cancer?
Well, we felt, obviously, we don't know. It seemed that she was diagnosed with a cancer that could have been curable, but she actually only lived for another 3 months. And we don't know if it was such a, you know, we don't know, but it felt to us like she didn't put up much of a fight. But I don't know. I don't want to disrespect her memory by saying that, because, you know, maybe she wasn't able to. But it seemed to us, it just seemed to me that it was almost like she felt guilty because she'd been given a second chance. She'd had this life that her twin sister hadn't had. And And I think she felt guilty about it, and that's how it seemed to me. But I honestly don't know.
Deborah, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. We hugely appreciate it. Thank you. This is from Charles in Dorking. He says, I'm Czech and my grandparents were gassed in Auschwitz in 1944. I'm now 68. We continually see more detail coming out. I can never comprehend what they went through. It brings me to tears. Let's go to Anne on the line. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Vanessa.
Good afternoon to you. You only found out relatively recently, just 17 years ago, that your grandparents were killed in a concentration camp.
Yes, I mean, we never knew why we'd never had any paternal grandparents, and it was as if it was a taboo subject. And I found out from some relatives who had escaped to the States that my grandparents had actually been killed in a concentration camp in Lublin, in Poland. And they'd been taken from the middle of the Czech Republic, what is now the Czech Republic, to Terezin camp.
Did you know that you came from a Jewish family? Did you have any idea of that part of your heritage?
Vaguely, but nothing was ever mentioned. My mother was English because my father met my mother when he came over here.
Yes.
He came over on the kinder transport and then went to a school up in Shropshire.
Yeah.
And was sponsored. But so we were brought up as very C of E, but we never really knew. We suspected, but nothing was ever said or mentioned at all.
And do you think that legacy ran through your family life?
Probably not, actually. It was just something we accepted. But then I did actually go over. He came from Vienna. He's a big family in Vienna. And we went over to Vienna several times. Mm. But once again, nothing was ever mentioned.
It's remarkable, isn't it? And thank you. And I'll just finish with this from Norman in Rugby, who says, I know a man who had his grandparents' numbers tattooed on his own arm. That's their concentration camp numbers. So no.